Whew, boy.
Right in the microphone, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just testing out this new drink. I'm trying to... What's the thing where you, like, slurp it through, like, when you're wine tasting?
Aerate it with your...
Aerate it.
Yeah,
this isn't wine, though. This is a new drink I got.
What do you got there?
It's one of the new Semenology blends. Have you heard about that? It's pretty big right now.
Wait. What blend?
Semenology. I think it's Italian.
Nope, that's no,
it's really good, man. It's really good. It has like everything that you want. Salty, bitter, sweet. It's like Sour Patch Kids, but a drink.
You hear the words you're saying, right?
Yes. Semenology.
No. Where'd you get this?
You know Jerry from down the street? He lives in his
the guy
van.
In the van?
Yeah, the van.
Yeah.
He used to do like make his own box wine, his own beer and stuff. Well, now he's doing his own Semenology blends. It's all the rage, apparently. There's books about it. It's a pretty big deal. Do you want a sip? Do you want to aerate it?
No, please.
Are you sure?
No.
God, I decanted it and everything.
All right, Jake, we need to, you and I need to have a conversation. But let's start the show first.
Okay, well, if you want some, he is a good deal on it right now.
God, don't breathe in my face.
Hello, and welcome to Risky Whiskey Presents, the podcast that says, hey, when it's too hot, just take your pants off, even if you're in church.
That makes sense.
I'm your host, Jeff Spencer. With me, as always, my partner in crime and partner in lawfulness,
yeah,
Jake Anderson.
Hey, great to be here.
Good to hear it. We got a full docket, guys.
Full show.
The entire Risky Whiskey family and guests are here. Round the table, we got Sean. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Also joining us, we got Sam.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, Jake, you can take that one. I've answered that.
Yeah.
Twice now.
Sorry.
What's
the
question?
I meant to direct that towards Jake.
What do you want?
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, feeling.
Like, emotionally or physically?
Emotionally.
Emotionally?
Don't give me the bullshit. Oh, I'm good.
It's a locked... That's a locked...
Can't say I'm good.
It's a locked book right now.
It's a locked book?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
I bury it down in the Chamber of Secrets.
Hopefully I get the key and...
we'll talk. We can,
you know,
we'll
go
it
to,
up.
Maybe I'll go to the women's restroom and bust open a toilet so I can get down the chamber.
Ooh.
Watch out for the basilisk. Basilisk.
Oh, yeah, I keep a big, giant snake down there to protect my emotions.
Perfect. That's all. No further questions.
Awesome. Starting the show off with the parking brakes on. I love it. We also got Bobby. Bobby, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, guys. Today, whenever I came to the studio, there was someone pulling in the gate ahead of me, and I made it to the gate right before it closed. So
nice.
I didn't have to wait there. Yeah. So I was like, man, it's gonna be a great day. So I'm really focused. And
there
stuff.
You go.
Yeah. So.
And then I'm done saying. Also joining us, we also have Brittany.
Hey, how's it going?
I just want to mention. I'm sorry. Can I just cut off just for a second?
No.
No. No. You can cut off after I'm done.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Great. All right. I'm done.
By the way, we have a gated community here at the Risky. It's just one house. And it's gated.
Mm-hmm.
I should have specified that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have a special guest breaking their podcasting cherry. A guy we all know and love. Trevor. Trevor, how you doing, bud?
Hi. I'm doing great.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling like a sloth crossing the road every day. You're always taking a big risk, but you're doing it lightly because... Don't know any other way.
Yeah.
Hopefully some guy crossing the road.
That makes a lot of sense.
just growing some moss.
Yeah,
I get it.
Growing some moss.
I get it.
Bugs.
Moss grows on sloths.
Hopefully
right?
some
Yeah.
Hopefully some Venezuelan guy will come and pick me up and
toss
me to the other side. You know,
maybe
you know.
Get a mani-pedi with your long freaky nails.
Sloth manicure.
Sloths have notoriously freaky nails.
Yeah, they're like that.
Fun fact.
What are they for? Do you
For
climbing,
bugs and climbing. You know, sloths are great swimmers too.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they sloth paddle?
I do the sloth pedal.
Hey guys, where did y'all learn all this amazing sloth information?
Zoo books.
Right. Zoo books. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It was zoo books.
I was also going to say that I'm full of useless animal facts for some reason.
Quick! Parakeet fact!
They're fucking annoying.
Yeah, they are.
That is indeed a fact.
This is a note to all listeners. Kill your parakeets. Yeah.
Twist their little heads up.
This show is brought to you by PETA, by the way.
Like the bread?
It's not hard.
Yeah, yeah. Brought to you by PETA Bread.
Catching them might be a challenge, but once you get them, I mean.
PETA Bread. Early to go to bed and never rises.
Hey, that's cute.
That's a good.
I died inside. Don't even. No.
That's like a PETA breakfast.
All right, guys. Let's get the formalities out of the way. This is Risky Whiskey Presents. Just so you know, we, the gang that is Risky Whiskey. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would this be a good time for me to get up and get a drink?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, this is going to take me like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd ask now.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody else want to interrupt?
If you have your Risky Whiskey bingo card, please fill in the Sean gets up and gets a drink.
Yep.
Thank you.
And
also fill in, well, the center spot is 20-minute intro, so go ahead and fill that one.
You know what? I was going to say the filler spot is talking about technical difficulties, but
that's a guarantee every time.
I mean, we haven't done it yet, so fingers crossed!
That's right. That didn't count because we were explaining the rules of Risky Whiskey bingo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho. The guys that are Risky Whiskey, we bought our studios from a government. Yeah, please, go ahead. Oh, okay, no? Just...
And FEMA.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, it was the royal guys? I don't like it. All right, back to my one.
So we should... The gals and I.
We, the gals of Risky Whiskey, when we bought our studios from a government auction, and it turns out this place was actually a CIA listening center.
Yeah.
And there's just halls and rooms and catacombs filled to the brim with recorded material of all formats. And what we do is bring that to you to see the light of day.
Or in the French catacombs.
And to hear it.
Yeah, and to hear it.
Yeah.
As above, so below.
Yeah.
Such an American thing to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just taking somebody else's shit and taking credit for it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reminds me of Drizzy Drake.
Hey, guys, just so you know, I'm going to take this out later, but throughout the show, I'm going to kind of like just edit for myself. So if you hear me say edit this out, like just disregard it. That's the future Jeff who is listening to the show.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. So Jake, how's your family doing?
Edit this part out. They're doing pretty good. My brother just had appendicitis.
Yeah, edit this part.
That he had to get taken out. I heard it's a basic procedure, but besides that, yeah, everything else is going good. Just
it
normal
can kill
stuff.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a ruptured appendix, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's at the back of him. Yeah. It references everything
yeah,
else
at the
in
back
him.
Of his books.
You don't need that anyway.
I gotta look in his appendix. Says,
you know how they
where are toes?
Do you want? Okay, okay.
Oh, I was just gonna say, you know how they cut foreskin off and all that. We should just have a procedure where we just because we don't need appendixes anymore. We don't want to just cut them off at birth.
Keep this part in.
Yeah.
And then bookmark.
You could have it in like...
No, guys, don't acknowledge it. It's again, that's for future Jeff. Okay,
that was for future Sam.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I wish they did that to me so I could have it like in a little vial and carry it around on my neck.
There you go.
What,
yeah.
Your foreskin or?
No, the little appendix. The little baby appendix that you don't need.
Okay.
So, like, how's everybody else been? I feel like I haven't seen you all in a while. You know, Bobby, I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, man. Actually, so I've been planning. Okay, so I got a new job, and I'm starting it in a few weeks. So what I thought would be really cool and inspiring for me, you know, heading into that new time for me.
Definitely.
Is, so I was planning a vacation. So I'm going on a trip, and we're driving to Memphis, and I'm driving to Chicago, and then I'm going to fly home. And I'm really just looking forward to just seeing America.
Edit this out.
And, you know, discovering something about...
I thought sincere you are.
I'm just coming to tears just thinking about it. I really needed a time to, you know, to learn about myself before this step in my life. And I'm just really...
Definitely edit this out.
fortunate enough to have the means to take this trip, because I know that a lot of people really want to do it.
That's good to hear.
So thanks. So I'm going with Sean too. Sean.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
That's cool.
So thanks for...
Wants to get a goddamn shout out.
If you want to keep talking about it.
No, we're going like a week or two, like a week, 2 weeks.
I'm just looking forward to it so much.
At this time. Yep.
I have a question. So you guys are driving to Memphis and driving to Chicago. Yeah. You're flying home?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your
rental vehicle? Car.
Gotcha. Okay.
This is very interesting. Edit this out.
So I've regained my composure a little bit. I'm sorry, Jeff. Jake, I'm sorry too. And guys, I'm sorry. I'm just really looking forward to it, you know?
Yeah, that sounds fun. Edit that out. So Sam, how's your love life doing? You know what I mean? Like, you get some public on your privates?
I'm talking to a girl right now that works at TI.
Edit this out.
And she's a big comedy nerd, so that was kind of cool that I can talk to her about that type of stuff.
Yeah, you relate to her?
Yeah, her profile picture is...
She works for TI?
Yes.
The rapper?
Tip Harris.
Yeah, TIP.
Yeah. She works for TI. It's a pretty fun job. She says that it's a lot of running around getting... stuff for T.I.
Like rubber bands for...
Rubber bands for his money, right? And
makes sense.
Edit this out.
Well, I mean, it must be exhausting work because, as we all know, his girls can have whatever they want, so she has to get it for
And
him.
Somebody's got to get the whatever, so that's her job.
Yeah, edit
and
that out.
Her profile picture
Bottles
has,
on ice.
Okay, never mind.
What?
I'm just kidding. Her profile picture is her wearing a large T-shirt. That not because she's large,
she,
just because
oh,
she, the te- no,
so
no,
she doesn't
not.
Fit into it.
No, she doesn't fit. It's oversized
Sam's
on her.
Sam's future wife. He just called you fat.
So it's oversized on her.
It's a keyboard. It's not. Hey Sam, can you pull her profile?
No, it's the death row.
No, I'm not going to.
Wait, how many X's are on the shirt?
There's no X's on the shirt.
It's not like an XXL.
No, it's just like it's like a nightshirt.
It's not a pornographic shirt.
But it's
shirt.
Got well. It's got a outline. It's got an outline of a bikini body on it. Yeah.
All right, yeah, keep that in. I slay myself.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that just brought me to tears.
He's enjoying
Sam,
it.
I'm really happy for you that you, were
definitely
able
to
find, you know, someone that you're interested in, because I know that you've been trying to get, you know, back on the dating scene. You and I both have.
Hey, Bobby, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
I got to get up to go get another drink.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So, listeners, I believe you might have two spots. There's probably like six or seven for Sean Gets Up to Get a Drink.
There should be multiple Sean Gets Up and Gets a Drink.
Yeah, you only do one at a time. Keep this in.
So I'm thinking about maybe taking her out to the Addison Comedy Club and just seeing whatever's there, or Hyenas, something
cool.
like that.
Can I come with you?
I don't see why not.
It's good to have a wingman.
Go to an open mic so you can do get 5 minutes in.
Yeah, and like be like, hey, that guy there looks like he's got a big old penis.
Big old willy.
And then just walk off the stage and be like, what was that about? That was weird.
I have a whole backpack full of big penis jokes, so I'll definitely throw them your way.
Wait.
Please don't throw your backpack of big penises at me.
They're just metaphoric jokes. They're nothing harmful.
And don't be like, this guy likes big penis. Don't
no,
say
no, no,
that.
No, no.
Yeah, I have a joke.
That's a good
they're
joke.
All, they're all about.
That's a good joke.
Jake, why don't you open up with one of your? Can I tell it? Can I tell one?
One of my
please.
Jokes?
Yeah, well, one of mine.
Please.
Okay, great.
My dick is really big, and it slays pussies like Cecil the Lion.
Keep
Wait,
so
Cecil the Lion never slayed anything.
Oh, yeah, what you mean is...
Slay pussies like their Cecil
no,
the Lion.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, okay. That's a good joke.
Wait, did it, what you want to say
that's
is
a
you,
good
slay,
structure.
You slay pussies like a Trump child. Yeah.
Yes.
Topical.
So, wait, your dick is a dentist? Or what's the punchline?
My dick feels great in your mouth.
Like a toothbrush.
Slays pussy like Samson. Wait, did he slay a lion?
I'll whiten your teeth.
Samson / Hercules.
I like the biblical humor because it's clean and it's educational.
I like the torture porn in the first book of the Bible.
Definitely
really great.
All of this out.
My dick will drill your mouth.
It'll draw your mouth? Is it a pencil?
Drill.
Drill. Okay.
So maybe after the date, you know, steal a kiss or two or three. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, keep us updated, man.
I will. I will definitely keep you updated.
Yeah. Play hard to get.
So, I always do.
So, guys, I started to notice something in my life. In these years approaching the dreaded 30th, I find myself getting way over emotional about things. And this is coming from somebody who genuinely thought he was dead inside. But, like, so the other day, Brittany and I went to go see Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I'm unaffected by that.
For listeners, be prepared for some spoilers.
Yeah. For the listeners, Inside Out is a motion picture.
It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
more like it's an emotion picture.
It's animated.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that in the marketing? Because it should.
It should be.
If it wasn't, it should have been Disney. I will accept cash or
the
check.
World's first emotion picture.
This is free. Ooh. That was free. But like there was a part where I started.
If you make a terrible agent.
No. You do it all for free, and then everybody likes you, and then you're rich.
I'm not in it for.
You're rich with friends.
I'm not in it for the friends. I'm in it for the dollars.
Well, as your friends, that's also very good to hear.
Yeah, that's very good to hear. Yeah, thank you.
I forgot who I was with.
Yeah. This isn't a Shark Tank.
No, I don't. Here's the thing: I don't
with
need
Bobby's boss.
I don't. I'm like Drake. I don't need no. I don't need new friends. I got my old friends right here. That's all I need.
Yeah, there you go.
So, what were you saying?
I find these like moments where I get really emotional about things, and they're the most menial things, and then like they become such a shock to me. That while I'm crying, I am dying of laughter because I can't believe that I'm crying to whatever it is that's that I'm reacting to. Words.
So it's like bittersweet.
I guess.
Is it like menopause or something? Or what
probably, yeah. I mean, I am very hot. I haven't had my period in a while.
Yeah. Like how many years has it been?
27.
Yeah. You're overdue for one.
Yeah.
Do you think that the cultural pressure that reinforces masculine values upon men in our society is beginning to wear off on you?
Edit this out. Yeah, probably.
What do you mean, yeah, probably what?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Edit that out. Oh, guys.
No, actually, I just think I'm really starting to rub off on you.
Oh, I love it when you rub off on me, but let's wait till we're alone. Yeah. You know?
Wait, do you have menopause too?
This episode brought to you by Lowe's Hanging Fruit.
Jeff's is called manopause.
Manopause.
Yeah.
It's what other emotional turns that are out of character for you has happened?
Well, it's all just like me, like things that have some sort of like tether. Like I just start crying to things. No, this is no joke. Earlier today, so the day after Netflix released the Wet Hot series, they put a documentary about like them making the movie. And that movie was like it was like a milestone in my life because like that movie told me what comedy could be. Like I knew what comedy was, but I didn't know where you could go with it. Like I thought it was all just like observational stuff. And then also like at the time I was the only person that ever heard of that movie. So it was just so personal to me. And then like just seeing all these people, seeing Bradley Cooper in his first movie role, like talk about graduating from film school and then getting that job. And just seeing all those people like that, I genuinely welled up and edit this out. kind of got a little teary. But yeah, that's truth, by the way. That's not...
we'll go into that off mic, but it's shocking how good the series was.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shockingly good.
Yeah. If you want to sponsor us, David Wayne, please.
Anyway.
So do we got something to play?
Yeah. Yeah, I found something. This is... Oh, god damn it. Fucking... Guys... You know Ludwig, the weird German dude that's always...
Oh, Lud.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, not...
He has to pay rent, I think. He should start paying rent.
Yeah, Bobby, what's the deal with that? Keep this in, by the way.
I have told him every time I see him, and I see him all the time because he's always just lurking. He's probably listening to us right now. Every time I see him, I tell him, you got to pay rent, dude. And then Sean will just swoop in and be like, no, no, he's fine. He's fine. He's...
fuck was that?
It's a fluttery mic.
That's good podcasting. He's always measuring my head with the giant metal clamp.
The little like forceps.
Yeah, he's always measuring my head with that, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and he said this will be good.
Yeah, one time I woke up and he was hovering above me in my bunk that I have here.
Right.
Yeah.
The barracks where we sleep.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's up?
How come no one invites me to those?
I mean, I thought it was just like, it was like a one-time thing, you know?
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Edit this out.
I woke up and he was like leering over me and we just had this like weird, awkward moment. And I was like, hey, dude, what's up? And he just dismissed it and walked out. I go to the restroom to do my normal routine, brush my teeth, floss my teeth, douche my vagina. And I see that there's like Sharpie dashes on my head. I don't know what that's all about.
I think he's trying to get into cosmetology school or something.
Oh, okay. Well, that.
Yeah, because he needs to know, you know, how hair fits in the space.
Yeah.
Around your head. So I get
that. It's a science. It's a science.
I didn't know Sharpie made makeup.
But, yeah.
You know, hey, learn something new every day.
Cosmetologists are real doctors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it has his name on it and it says Pet Shop? Ludwig's Pet Shop? I don't know.
What is it?
It's Ludwig's Pet Shop.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's give it a listen.
Well, Igor, would you do me a favor and hand me the basket of pygmy corpses?
Is it the one next to gorilla testicles?
Yes, of course. Don't confuse the two, as they are roughly the same size.
Yes, Master. I'll try my hardest with my milky eye.
I've offered to fix that for you.
Ding, ding.
We have our first customer of the day. Welcome, my friend.
Oh, hey, y'all. My name is Sarah, and I'm looking for...
Guten Tag, Sarah. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a little doggy. I saw the sign that said Pet Shoppy out front, and I was wondering...
Yes, this is an establishment where you can acquire pets. Unfortunately, I don't believe I have a small dog in my possession, but I do have some other options for you. Perhaps you'd be more interested in something a little less... conventional.
Just something I can fit in my purse and I can carry around. Maybe they'll stick their head up and give me a little kiss.
Something purse size. I have here, it is a miniature emperor penguin, but I have sewed on a turtle shell for added protection.
Well.
Also, I granted it the gift of flight.
Well, it is quite cute and I do like its little turtle shell.
But I did clip its wings so it won't escape your grasp.
Perfect. I just want to hug and squeeze it all day. Well, thank you, you fellas. You guys were so nice. I'm just going to take this and put in my purse and leave.
That will be $200.
You got to go.
Igor, make sure to chase after her and get her license plate number.
Yes, Master. So we should probably start charging them.
Yes, that was my intention when opening a shop, was to in exchange for these animals to be given some form of currency. That is how businesses are run.
I thought it was kind of weird that you didn't put any price tags on anything, but I was like, hey, not my place to question. Master.
It's a good thought.
Ding, ding.
Look, we got another visitor. Guten Tag, how are you, friend?
Welcome.
Hi, hello, how's it going?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm looking for a hamster to put in my hamster ball.
Wunderbar. I don't have any hamsters laying around.
Oh.
But what I do have here is a centipede, where I've attached the mouth to the anus of other centipedes.
Oh, so wow. Will it fit my hamster ball?
Yes, it will. And it will wrap around several times inside. It's quite long.
Okay. How much does it cost?
It's $45.
Do you guys take pennies?
Igor, could you count these 45 $45 and pennies.
Yes, master. Let me go grab the sleeves.
Anyway, do you have like a tube so it can crawl around?
No, I just have this hamster ball. Just put it in.
Fair enough.
All right, up and bye.
Ding, all right, ding, take care, good ding, friend. Ding.
Looks like I got my work cut out for me, master.
Yes. Hey, man, what's going on?
Greetings, friend. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. I was looking for... Is that 4,500 pennies over there?
Yes.
Is that? Did we confirm that yet?
Yes, master.
That was very quick. I'm proud of you.
I didn't want to correct you. Yep. It is not my place.
I'm really good at... Hey, man, I'm really good at guessing, like, jelly bean jars. And you can guess how much jelly beans are in there. What? So I'm pretty good at, like, lots of little things.
How heavy is your brain?
Yeah, man, I don't know. I just got, like, it's covered in tumors right now, man. So I don't know how heavy it is, but, you know, it hurts when I, like, look and...
As the doctor, I recommend you getting that looked at by a physician.
Master.
Well, I saw a pet store outside, man, and I got this big anaconda in my house, and I just need a couple of little, like, I don't know, like, mouse or something that I can feed it to.
We are all out of mice, but perhaps I can offer you a pygmy elephant with duck bill and duck feet.
Do you have four of them? Because, I mean, my snake eats, like, once every couple hours and stuff. I don't know.
One is actually four conjoined. Diagonally at the hip.
Yes, the only way to create them, they're like little like paper cutouts of people.
Oh, you mean like, oh, man, you mean like some... I mean, you mean like something that, like, a little kid would make? Like, well, yes. You cut it in arts and crafts?
Like a snowflake, but you cut it and then you pull it out. And it's like a banner.
It's like arts and crafts, but with science.
Except yeah, man, that sounds good. I'll take
a bunch of tiny elephants strung together by
the ears. Yeah, that sounds good. How much?
Would you mind putting your head on this scale?
I mean, I don't see why not, but I mean, let's just go.
Oh, wow.
It's quite heavy.
That's a heavy brain master. We might want to hang on to this one.
Yes, it's in the back. Follow my good friend Igor here. He'll
please
take it.
Please, come with me.
He's very, he's very slow. I mean, kick it up, maybe.
Please,
step it up,
mind my dragging leg.
Hey, man, whatever. I mean, I'll follow you, I guess.
I don't have a femur. It's a broomstick.
My snake is really hungry, so, you know, just sweep it up a bit.
I like to clean as I walk.
Keeps the stool very tight. Igor. Hello there, friend.
Ludwig, how many times do I have to tell you? Keep your bear flamingo parrot on a fucking leash. It keeps riding the bicycles at my shop.
I can't.
People are scared. They're freaking out.
Well, being that it has a human brain, I feel it's inconsiderate to force it into bondage.
Yeah, but it's scaring the customers.
It's a very friendly. It's the brain of a small child.
Oh, God damn you. I don't even know what you're saying.
I put it
ding,
in a...
I'm out of here.
Put it in a tutu, Igor.
Hi.
Daddy? Daddy?
Who is this?
It's my son. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, Felipe.
Okay, yeah. I can edit it out.
You created me, remember? I was over at the bike shop riding the bikes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Ding, ding. Daddy?
Why are you causing trouble at the bike shop, Junior?
I don't like to run around. I'm a big old bear, and I can't even... I just want to get on a bike and roll around on a bike, because bikes are cool and stuff.
As is your right, young man. Go ahead and ride your bike all around town if you wish. Take it to the mountains, take it to the valleys, take it across country if you wish.
But what if people are scared of me when they see my appearance?
People will be... See your what?
When they see my appearance.
Your appearance?
Yeah.
That's part of life, young
man.
They
like to scream at me and they call me an abomination.
They just don't like you because you're different, because the world is a cruel, cruel place.
Abomination isn't that bad. It's my middle name.
Well, thanks for the pep talk, Dad. No, so go. I can just... Can I have some money for a bike, please?
Yes. Here is some cash money.
Thanks, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Bing!
So now we're in the hall today, Igor, since I've given the bike money to that abomination.
Not a very good start to our first day, Master.
No, and then that one bitch walked off.
Oh, I still need to go take care of those pennies.
Yes. Hey, man, where's that elephant thing you were talking about? I can't even see it back here.
It's past the door that says meat grinder.
Why is he still alive?
I'm gonna let him take care of himself. That's a pretty big brain. I don't think he's gonna.
Yes, I believe his tumors are made of lead.
He might collapse under the weight of his own head.
Let's hope soon.
Ding ding.
Oh, a busy day. Greetings. How are you, friend?
Hi, Ludwig. I'm gonna need 500 more of those cyborg ducks.
500 more cyborg ducks.
So. Right away.
Yes, let's get those started.
Do I get a deal if I buy 500?
Yes, you get four hundred. Pay for 400, and I'll give you 100 free.
Okay. Do you take
Master? That's not a good start to our first day. We are bleeding.
Each that's $4,000, though.
Do you still take Saddam Hussein bills?
Of course.
Okay. Here's a million.
Let me get the sleeves for those as well.
I can't make change. I hope that's okay.
Would you like pennies?
That's fine. And then could you just put them in crates and load them in the back?
Oh, yes.
I appreciate that.
It'll be about 20 minutes to get them all cyborged up.
That is perfectly fine.
And it'll take me about 4 days to load them into the truck.
It's all right. I brought my sleeping bag.
Great.
Good to hear. You're going to be here for apparently 4 days.
All right. I'll be waiting in the back.
Wunderbar. Is that going out or someone coming in?
Hey, did you guys sell my wife? She was in a couple of minutes ago. She bought a turtle penguin from you, and it ate her hand?
Oh, yes, the turtle penguin, it can only consume human flesh.
Well, it would have been nice to know that before picking up that penguin.
She walked out before I could give her the full instructions. She also neglected to pay for it, so I feel like...
Yeah,
this is fair.
This isn't the first time, to be honest. Sarah's a bit of a kleptomaniac, and we've been trying to get under control.
If you give me $7,000, I'll give her a new hand.
That seems actually quite reasonable for another hand.
Also, you'll have to donate your hand.
Well, I don't know. This is a real choice. I've had a lot of good times with this hand, but...
Shall I get my hand cleaver?
Whoa. Don't...
And then we'll
talk it over.
We'll take off
I love having two hands. Don't get me wrong.
We're going to take off the rest of your arm to feed the duck. Or the penguin, turtle, whatever.
Please, come with me this way. We'll take care of your hand.
Well, wait a minute. So, you're really taking my arm?
We're taking your hand. Up to the shoulder.
Unless you'd like to purchase human flesh, which is expensive.
So you're not gonna, like, cut off my hand, take the arm, put the hand back on, the stump, and then take my hand off the other arm,
no,
right?
You're confusing. I'm gonna take your hand off so that I may sew it onto your wife.
Right.
And then I'm gonna take the remainder of that arm off so you can feed the turtle penguin.
I just wanna make sure that you're taking the arm off from the same side you're taking the hand
off.
Yes,
you will remain one arm intact.
Okay, perfect. Cause I didn't want to be stuck with like a limb with no hand and then a little hand on my shoulder.
Yeah, that would be I'd really play it off weights.
I would be called an abomination.
That would be deceptive
because $7,000, you know.
Shall I prep him for surgery?
Yes, please. Please come with me this way.
Ding, ding.
Hi. I'm just looking for something simple, like a couple hermit crabs in my little sand tank. You got anything like that?
Unfortunately, I don't have any hermit crabs, but what I've done is I've gone to the countryside and abducted old men living as hermits. I've taken them and I've shrunken them down.
Oh. And do they come with their own little shells?
Yes. They have the same shells as a hermit crab would have, except they must carry them around and live in them. But I have all sorts of lovely designs.
We also got that shipment of pubic lice in. I don't know if you're interested.
Yeah, no. Yes, you're going to have to get some pubic lice, as that's what these tiny hermit men live off of now.
Oh, well, perfect. Can I get two?
Yes, go over here, take a look. Do you see any shell designs? You like, this one has a Batman logo.
Oh yeah, I like the one with the croquet sticks. Will they be able to mate, or are they too old
for
that?
Why am I so tiny? Help me.
So maybe I'd like some baby hermit crabs, too.
No, they won't. They're all men, so they can't mate, but they will have sex.
Gross.
That's your opinion.
I don't
wish to get into
it. Hey y'all, it's me, Sarah again.
Hey Sarah, how is your hand doing?
You asshole. You right asshole. You know that thing that you gave me ate my
It ain't my hand. I got a hand
you
now.
You should have paid for the penguin turtle. I would have told you, you must be careful because he eats human flesh.
Well, you can have your stupid turtle penguin back. I don't want any more.
No, because once it gets a taste of human blood, it is drawn to that human and it will consume all of you unless we give it another human flesh.
There was a pamphlet. They're much like gremlins. Ah! There are lots of rules.
Oh my god, it's in... Ding, ding.
Hi, I'm Sam Elliott.
Greetings, Sam. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too. I'm here to get something for my girlfriend, Cher.
What are you thinking?
I wanted a little redheaded boy with a really disfigured face.
The fun problem, I have a lifeless body on life support. I had to put its brain into a bear.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
good. So we may...
Does he have a really big forehead?
Here's what here's what we're going to do. There is a woman bleeding out on my floor. We're going to remove her brain, put it in this redhead child, and then we'll give you that redhead child.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I remember one time me and Patrick Swayze went to a honky-tonk bar and pretty much did the same thing to a local girl.
Yes, I recall that.
Yeah.
That was a good story you've regaled me in.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm full of them.
Of tales.
So how much is this disfigured young man going to be?
Well, as your friend, you get discounts. $0.
That's a damn good discount.
Consider it an early birthday present.
Well, thank you so much. That's a cowboy discount.
Of course. You know, I fashioned myself somewhat of a modern-day cowboy as well.
Would you like to see me square dance, Mr. Elliot?
Yeah, I think I'd like to see that.
Guys, that was a weird one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ludd had, like, multiple businesses.
Yeah, was that, like, an origin story? Because it felt like Sam Elliott was talking about Mask, and that movie's from the early 80s.
I really don't know.
That had Jim Carrey in it, right?
That was the 90s.
Was it the 90s? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Time, it's...
Are you talking about, like, smoking? Like that one? The Mask?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
The one with Jim Carrey?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Jim Carrey was in that. Yeah.
Okay.
CGI stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, there's a kid in that movie?
Yeah, and he's got a real fucked up face, and Sam Elliott and Cher are there.
Sam Elliott is in The Mask?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I gotta rewatch that.
The really terrible sequel.
What's that?
Son of the Mask. It's like one of the worst.
Oh, yeah. With,
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy. That's right. Yep.
And no, that one is actually on my list, so.
It's really bad. It's like surreally bad, you know?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's a work of art.
Yeah. Probably.
In the same ways
that our stuff is.
Malibu's Most Wanted has one of the funniest lines.
Which one?
The kid's Jewish. There's like his rabbi's like, what do you want your theme of your bar mitzvah to be? Like Star Wars, something, like other like kids stuff. He goes, OPP, bitch.
Yes,
like Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
You know me.
And he has the clock on his, you know, around his neck and
I just
stuff.
Appreciate a good OPP reference.
Yeah.
You know me.
Who's down with OPP?
But,
you know me.
That was weird. I feel like we're slowly peeling away the onion that is Ludwig. Like, we're like, bit by bit, we're getting answers to...
Well, yeah, he should start paying us with all that pet money.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys side with me on that. But, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Jeff, to your point... We could learn as much as we want about Ludwig, but to me, I still hate the guy.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
Keep this in.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Get the Ludwig out of here. Nope. God damn it.
Edit this out.
Unbelievable.
Oh, gotta go. Bye.
Thank God.
Goodbye.
You know, there are those people in life where every time you see them, you're like, I hope that's the last time I ever see that person.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that about Ludwig.
Especially when they...
I thought we were friends.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you say bye twice?
No.
All right.
Block people on Facebook. Just wish you'd block them in real life.
Yeah.
Goodbye?
It's not gonna happen. Oh,
okay. So...
But then Bobby's being so cruel.
Avita Zhang, bitch.
We can't hear you, and you're going on monologues.
What do you mean? Well, if you're going to say something, just get closer to the mics.
No, don't come over here.
I feel if I come towards the mics.
I will stiff arm you like you're the...
Bobby will attempt to cause me physical harm.
Sean, will you lock that guy in his lab or something?
Hey, Lo, will you mind going back to the lab, work on that thing we were talking about the other day?
Gladly, Sean, for you, my friend.
What? And I have a question. Why have we never seen this Igor guy? What happened to that?
He actually sounded like an upstanding citizen.
Yeah,
I liked him.
Yeah, he wasn't that bad, but...
He perished tragically.
That's what I assumed.
There might be a recording somewhere down there that explains
him. I'm sure we'll find it.
I really want to know like what he looks like. He sounds like a...
Very attractive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Hey, he's got a broom for
it's
a leg.
Quasimodo.
Yeah.
He looks like... He's like a Brad Pitt type...
Mixed with Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. Mixed with a piece of shit.
Wow.
And a plank of wood.
Don't speak so ill of the some apparently deceased.
Yeah. Mud play? Mud play.
Water sports.
Well, that's a piss thing.
Yeah.
What's mud play?
Mud play?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I just invented the word. I'm assuming it has to do with like poop.
Is it like jankum?
Ooh, I wish.
Oh,
no.
We still haven't done the Jankum episode of Risky Whiskey. I was told we'd do that.
Oh, yeah.
Where we do it
why
and
don't,
then we
Yeah,
podcast.
Why don't we just get high on Jankum and then do a podcast?
Yeah, yeah. I guess we should... Oh, fuck, I didn't want to say it. We should probably get Ludwig to make us Jankum.
I'm sure that he'd find... Yeah, he'd know where to find it, yeah. I think, for real.
I mean, do you poop in something
what do you
and
mean
then
by
pee
that?
On it and then it ferments?
No,
What do you eat? To make the Jankum.
To make, like, optimal Jankum?
Probably,
like, a high-grade Jankum?
Oh.
Like eggs and...
CC's.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Chipotle?
Indian food.
Yeah. Or Asian food. What you can make more if you eat more Asian food. It just goes right through you.
Oh, boy.
India's part of Asia.
It's also Russian food if you want to...
Russia's part of Asia, too.
Yeah.
And Europe.
If you want a weird sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
this is great.
Do we have another clip or?
Yeah, this is I guess kind of standard. It's just titled Barbershop. I guess let's give it a listen.
And I was
I turned to him and I was like, man, I'm going on this trip and I really need to start saving money. And it's just like, just didn't have enough.
Welcome to the barbershop. How can I help you?
Yes. My son here, Lionel, this is his first time getting a haircut.
How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
You've never... Oh, my goodness. Never gotten a haircut before?
No, I have an 8-foot-long rat tail. I got it woven into
a
belt.
It's a Native American tradition his mother's side.
Are you an Indian?
No.
Okay. So what do you want me to do for him today?
Pretty much just do whatever he asks. He said he was ready for a haircut, so just help him out.
Okay, well don't you worry. I'm gonna take really good care of you, so just come with me over into the chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a man.
Oh, what?
My name is Gerald. So, what do you want me to do today to you, for you?
I was kind of just thinking that you'd like, I don't know, maybe give me like some sort of chili bowl, but you lift up all the surrounding hair and shave on the inside just so that it's more authentic, and then maybe I could just peel it off and use it to serve people.
So let me get this straight. You don't want a traditional chili bowl. You want a literal chili bowl.
Yes.
On your head.
Yeah.
Made of hair.
Yeah.
That is removable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I can help you, but I'm going to try. So, do you want to keep it's not even a tail, it's more of like a cobra. The cobra tail.
It'll bite you.
That's disturbing. On your head, do you want to keep that? Or do you want to...
I mean, I don't ever want to get rid of it because, like, I feel like I'm like a samurai and I'm going to lose honor. But my daddy, he just don't like it no more.
Yeah, I'm not having it anymore. It always trips me when I'm walking down the hallway.
Maybe
and stuff
it's quite
like that.
Long.
And also, could you stop twirling my son's hair, please, with your hand?
It just feels so nice.
Daddy, I like it. It's relaxing.
Yeah, it's just making me feel uncomfortable.
Well, it's not my fault. He's sitting on the other side of the store, and I can still hold his tail in my hand.
Here, this is what you do. Just pull him.
Get
over here.
Abusive. Okay.
Better watch out, Daddy. I'm with you.
So, you want to keep the tail for after, or do you want to just throw it away?
If you could somehow incorporate it into the chili bowl, that'd be great.
Okay. So let's see what we're going to... I'm going to use some industrial tools because you got a lot of hair, young man.
Yeah, it's quite thick. It's like the kind of wires that you would that keep a bridge together.
Yeah, I don't think the wires do that. One second.
Wilmer! How are you? Will you bring me the saw? Saw you want?
The big one! We got a cobra tail in here!
I'm sorry. So it'll just be a minute, but I'm going to just slip off the cobra tail, the tail real quick. So just sit still, okay?
Oh, it's detachable.
It is?
Yeah, it's just clasped on there.
With what? With what?
Snake glue.
That is not real.
Yeah, it is. It's made of snakes.
I'm just going to cut it off. So here, just sit still. Now, blood makes me nauseous. So don't be moving whenever I'm cutting off your hair.
This is my first haircut. Is my hair going to bleed?
Usually it does. But only if you don't sit still. So don't be moving.
You can take it. Don't be a pussy.
Don't call him that.
So you said...
Wilmer, where's my saw?
Shut the fuck up. I get it where I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
This is the last time I come to the barn barbershop.
Here's your damn saw.
Thanks.
Daddy, I'm scared.
You know what? Let's just go somewhere
now,
else.
No, come back.
Thank you. Let's get out of here,
son. Come back here. Come back.
Wait, make sure your rat tail doesn't hit the...
Come back. Get close. I didn't even cut that off.
Daddy, my rat tail's caught in the door.
Here, I'll just pull it.
Oh, God, it's 20 feet long.
Bing bong.
Hi. I want, my hairstyle to be like a peacock's feathers. You know, like a big, immaculate peacock so I can attract my mates, you know.
Oh, yeah, the old peacock cut. Yeah, sit on down. Let me help you out with that. Are we doing coloring? What are we...
Yeah, I want it dyed exactly like one of those exquisite albino peacocks.
An albino peacock?
Yes.
Ooh, I only do forest peacocks.
How about if I pay you a little extra?
All right, yeah, let me see what I can do here. Gotta get some random paints here.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I'm sweeping up right here.
Okay.
Sweeping.
Would you mind lifting your feet real quick while they
this is really not. I don't like this service. You're asking
all right,
me to
I'm gonna,
do all
I'm gonna
this
go.
Stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get some of my pants real quick. You just sit here and wait.
Could you please move your feet, sir? I need to sweep up on
the. Oh God.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
All right, I'm back. Yeah, let's get the blue paint. Let's just start whipping this up. I've never done blue paint before, but let's check this out. All right.
Smells pretty strong. Jeez.
Yeah. It's my own my own personal batch. Yeah, let me just whip this on your hair real quick. Oh. All right, how does that look?
Well, I can't really tell. My vision's getting a little blurry. It's getting a little...
Yeah, no, this paint does that. Don't worry about that. Okay, yeah, let me just put this gas mask on real quick. This is just... This all the time. Don't be nervous.
Well,
yeah,
I'm pretty nervous.
All right, now just watch your eyes. Okay, I'm gonna about to set this up right here.
Hey man, how many times I gotta tell you, you can't come in here, man.
Sorry. Don't worry about him.
Who is that guy?
Oh, that's just the janitor.
Why is the janitor getting on to you?
Oh no, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not really from here.
I own the place.
Okay, I gotta go.
Where's your name tag, by the way?
I'm out of here.
He doesn't work here, man.
Oh. What are all these noxious fumes?
Oh, sir, you're about to die in 10 seconds.
Oh, well,
another body to the pile.
Bing, boom. Hello? Is anybody in here? It smells weird.
Yeah, come in.
Oh, all right. I wanted to...
Are you looking for a cut?
Yeah, maybe from somebody else.
Sit down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I brought a photo. I want to look like, kind of like James Franco-ish.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, just sit down right here.
Yeah. But if you could, like, cut my girlfriend's initials into the back of my head.
Dude, that is weird. I am not going to do that.
Why?
That's just creepy.
But her initials are A-S-S-F-U-C-K-E-R.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely do that.
All right, cool. Yeah, that was another weird one, guys.
It's pretty
They're
disturbing.
All pretty weird.
I hope to never find myself at that barbershop.
Excuse me. I don't know. It sounded like a good time. Yes?
Oh, no, I broke.
Oh, gotcha.
It was so despicable that it just was leaving.
Yeah. Trevor, here at Risky Wishy Productions, we maintain professionalism on mic.
Yeah, like we follow all the rules of podcasting. Like, you know, we don't talk over each other.
Yeah, no, we never
talk at the same one. Time.
Well, and the thing is, we always say we always like do what we're always on the same brainwave mm-hmm. too. Like, yeah. we always stay on subject.
We never just let there be silence either,
and we never fuck with the.
Sean, turn on my fucking mic, man.
For those of you playing the at-home Risky Whiskey drinking game, we did talk about mic levels.
Yep. And those that are playing Risky Whiskey Bingo, you can mark off those that level talk and the talking over each other.
Yeah, of course. And you can go ahead and print off those sheets at riskywhiskyproductions.com. Just search Bingo. And you can, obviously you can get all our stuff at riskywhiskyproductions.com.
But yeah, Trevor, like I was saying, we always stay on topic.
Bingo sheets.
One of the great things about our
we have a lot of different
group.
Podcasts. Yeah, we're now on iTunes as well, as we
and
all
that's
know.
Why
Risky
the
Whiskey Productions,
flag should be
Risky
in the
Whiskey,
museum.
And Risky Whiskey Presents. Now on iTunes. Of course, you can get all of us on Twitter and
Wait,
Instagram.
Wait, are we doing plugs now?
Are we doing plugs already?
Isn't that my job to initiate plugs?
Yeah. That's...
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing official plugs. I was just letting him know.
Okay,
you're just doing unofficial plugs.
This is just for Trevor.
You're just always on with the plugs.
Yeah, bless Sean's heart.
Oh, wait, are we doing plugs though?
Doing butt plugs.
Yeah. Actually, okay. We are doing plugs now.
Okay, yeah. Obviously,
Trevor, you got any plugs?
Obviously, you could do get all our stuff.
Yeah. I write and draw my own webcomic series. And it's on multiple sites. I got my own website, rottenpie.com, and I also have it on an archive, which is just what's called Nightmare Knots. Nightmareknots.webcomics. If you Google it, you'll find it. It's just Nightmare and then Knots. Like,
can you spell your site?
Just a little bit more to the mic.
Oh.
Can you spell your... Just get in there a little bit more. Can you spell your site for us?
Rottenpie, and then pie.com.
No dashes, no anything.
Nope.
No, he wanted you to spell your site.
No. We're good.
And then a lot of people find it easy to read on the archive because my website has it where it's like traditional webcomic form. Well, it shows the latest one first. But if you want to go to the archive so you can see everything all fleshed out like an index. And it's Nightmare Knots. Nightmare and then Knots like Psychonauts or Cosmonauts.
Astronaut.
Whatever.
Why don't you go and spell that out for the listeners?
Nightmare. Do I need to spell that part?
Yes, please. Because I want to make sure. It could be N-I-G-H-T. It could be N-I-T-E.
Or it
like
could
Nick
be
at night.
K-N.
Like, yeah, like sir.
Yeah.
Knots.
Okay. Wait, wouldn't a nightmare just be a horse? Horse humor.
Anyway, oh, I wish Sam was here.
It's N-I-G-H-T-M-A-R-E, capital N-A-U-T-S.
Nice.
So two capital N's.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
And that's the name of the comic or of the archive?
Comic.
Okay.
And I go by Spencer Xavier online, so
check it out, guys.
We find you on like Twitter, or do you have any?
Yeah,
other...
At Spence Xavier, because you didn't let me put the Spence too long. I guess.
Fuck Twitter.
I know.
Fuck Twitter.
You can only have it's a 15 character limit, and I need 16 goddamn characters.
Nightmare Knots is also on DeviantArt. It's also on Tumblr. It's on.
Is that Instagram? You got Instagram, buddy?
No.
No Instagram.
Not really.
Instagram.
What about Snapchat? You on Snapchat?
Nope.
What about Tumblr?
Yeah.
What about Tinder?
No.
What about Thrender?
friend. Does that exist?
Bobby, you got any plugs?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Bobby Corelli. You can find me on Facebook, Bobby Corelli. You cannot find me on Instagram. I deleted it. You can find me on Tinder, Bobby24, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, Bobby, I want you to get your Instagram back.
All right, well, it's yes week, so yeah, I'll get an Instagram, Sean.
Great.
Jake?
Yes. You can catch me at Janderson__ at Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, just listen to me. I have a great voice.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's very sensual and sultry. Ooh. The two S's. You are an SS trooper.
I'll take that.
Just real quick, you can find me Instagram and Twitter, Madman WA Box, guys. Just... it's a Doctor Who reference.
Like, follow, subscribe, all that.
Yeah. And then Sean rounded off with...
and that's it for the show today.
No, rounded off with the official company plugs.
Well, you can get me personally at S_Quirk on that there Twitter. You can get me on Instagram at Great Value Gatsby. And of course, you can get all of our stuff at RiskyWhiskeyProductions.com. Videos, podcasts, and no more. That's about all we got on there. But lots of it. Plenty of it. That's the archive. And now you can get all our stuff on iTunes.
Woo! Woo!
Current, updated podcast, current... most recent podcast. I just searched Risky Whiskey, and both the podcasts will come up in the search results. Subscribe, like, 5 stars.
And when you say both, which specifically?
Risky Whiskey and Risky Whiskey Presents.
Oh, this one right here. This
yes, well, at that you're listening.
This one is on iTunes now.
Well,
yes,
there
it is.
You go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll be.
You'll be what?
Ghosts of Britney's Past. Do you have any plugs?
Don't tug that. Come on.
Nah.
Cool.
Alrighty.
Glad we got that.
Isn't it like B_?
I believe it's 5.
Yeah, it's 5. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
B.
You went in chest hot there.
Getting a little shoulder boob.
Boobs ablazing.
Well, guys.
That's the way I like them.
It's been a blast. Trevor, I loved having you here, man. What'd you think? Did you have a good time?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Some weird recordings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
If these didn't scare you away.
No, nothing scared.
Remember, we're just like listening through them. We're not trying to replicate their work.
Trying to let out the truth.
If you check out my stuff, you'll see that nothing scares me.
Yeah. Well, stick around. We'll get you to fill out a W-2 and get you officially logged in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The waiver, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a waiver. Well, guys, as always, later, bitches. I love you.